Hello, everybody. We are officially live on Facebook. That's what I was taking a few extra seconds to do so we could blast this out to all of our friends. So I just wanted to ask everybody to please, if you are in the position to just put your video on, because I want this to be a conversation night. We're going to hear some really powerful words of inspiration from the top leaders in this company. So I would love to see all of your beautiful and smiling faces. Hello, everybody. Oh, that's so much better. I love it. So if you've been with us the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about leadership posturing. So what posturing is just how you put your shoulders back, how you position yourselves as professionals in this, not only industry, but in life in general. And when you posture yourself in a position of power or of being helpful, you are going to have success and change people's lives. So I'm so excited tonight because we're going to have a conversation with some of our top leaders in the company. You're going to hear from Tuck and Laura Trenum, from Prissy Simmons and Colette Zawaski. And if you're new to Gemini, this is the perfect night to learn more because we're going to do a little bit about what Gemini can do for your lives from the leaders in the company. So tonight, I would love to turn the mic over first to Tuck and Laura Trenum. They are incredible. They are leaders in and also founders in Gemini, as are the other people you're going to hear from tonight. But they have been in business for over 30 years, Tuck with his well drilling business. He's also a professional race car driver, which is super awesome. I can't wait to actually see you race one day, Tuck. I live right by a racetrack myself. And his beautiful wife, Laura, they have just been instrumental influencers in this industry. And it's a pleasure to hear your story tonight, Tuck and Laura. So the mic is all yours.
Thank you so much, Samantha, for giving us that introduction. We're gonna have a baby kind of screaming in the background, but
I might have to look out for a moment. So
anyway, it's our pleasure to do this because this industry has absolutely changed our life. And I'd like to give everybody out there that's on this call tonight that is just getting into this industry or talking about it, I'd love to give you some tips on everything that helped us, because this started back about 11 and 12 years ago. I got involved with Mr. Jay Archer, the owner of this company. And the way I got involved was different because I had been around network marketing and all, but I have never, ever been successful at it at all. I owned a successful business, and that's the way I made my living. And I thought it was a get rich quick. And I'd heard horror stories. I was just like a lot of you people out there. And I don't blame you in the least for that, because I was the same way. I was in a bad time in my life at that time. We was going through a recession, and a friend of mine introduced this to me, and I told him it wasn't for me and all that. And he put me on the phone, and it happened to be the owner of this company. That was our sister company that we had gotten started basically like it is right now, very early in that company. And, I got on the phone with him, and we started talking, and I found out that it was the owner that I was talking to. And so I was totally honest with him. I was starving, needing money. And I told him I'd been involved in some of these companies before and never made a penny. And I didn't know how to do it. And he asked me if I was coachable. And I said, absolutely. I said, if I can do this and keep my family going, and because we was losing a lot of money in the well drilling business and all. And I said, I'll run through a brick wall. He said, when can you get started? I said, I'll get started tomorrow morning at 7:30. This is about 10 o'clock that night. So we started doing it. That's how I got involved. That's how I become to know the great owner of this company. We started a journey back then, and I didn't know what in the world I was doing. We didn't have trainings like we have now. We didn't have none of this. He was my trainer, and he told me to go and share this product and put him on the phone as a three-way call. I said, well, that's easy enough. How many can you do a day? He said, as many as you want to. Well, I done about 10 to 15 a day, because all I knew to do was go do what he told me. I was going to give this a shot. And it's the greatest thing in the world that I did. And I got my wife involved. At that time, we wasn't married. I told her I was signing her up in that company, and she had an absolute fit. Told me I wasn't getting her involved in anything that she didn't know what she was getting involved with. I said, well, honey, it'll be fine. I promise you. And the biggest thing, what it was, y'all, and I want y'all to think about this. The way I looked at it was, what if this is a great thing? What if it is? I mean, the amount of money I invested, I've been in the water welder and construction business where it takes hundreds of thousands of dollars to get started. This didn't even take $1,000. It was $1,000 at that point to buy everything as high as you could get it to get involved. And I told her, I said, hey, if it don't work, it don't work. But my biggest fear was that it was the next big giant. And I wasn't on board with it when I knew for a fact I was on the ground floor because I got to talk to Mr. Jay Archer, was the owner. We got started doing three-way calls, and it just snowballed from there. I wasn't – the worst people I had to talk to was my friends because I didn't know what I was doing, and I told them I knew everything. And everybody will go through this. We have the most wonderful trainings now on how to do it. I had no trainings, so I had to take the rough road for a while there. And honestly, I'm glad I did because it's made me a lot better person. We've got a great organization, and I'm very proud of our companies, what Jay Archer does. He provides us with the best there is. And there's some other things that we did that was pretty neat. And I started learning who has been successful in this business and started watching videos because I don't read a lot, y'all. I'm an old country boy. I just don't do a lot of that. So I got these videos and I started watching them, and I'm going to give somebody else a clue. They want to read a book, but I didn't read it. I listened to a video and I listened to it probably over 50 times. I walked 3 miles a day and it took me 45 minutes. And it was 2 hours and 45 minute book. And I listened to that thing 50 to 60 times on how to be proud and all. And as you can see now, it's totally changed our lives. Me and Jay went through that, and all my great leaders underneath that has gotten involved with this. If you get involved in these companies, you'll create the greatest relationships you can imagine. And it's absolutely wonderful. But the greatest thing is when somebody introduces me now compared to how I was then, and the way a lot of you people that's just getting started is going to be, you're going to be shy about it. There's nothing wrong with that. But I can tell you right now, when somebody asks me what I do, I tell them I'm a professional network marketer, straight up. What's that? Well, let me show you. I wear a shirt that says Gemini on it 90% of the time, if I get them out of the dry cleaner quick enough. But I'm very proud of it. We put Gemini on our vehicles. I want somebody to come up to me and ask me, what is Gemini? And I'm so proud to tell them, because there's a lot of these companies that there's a lot of people that ain't proud of. But I can promise you one thing, when you're involved in this one, it's the greatest thing in the world. And I'm going to tell you the coolest thing right now is we got some stuff coming up. This company is basically like it was when I started in the other company. We still have that company and it's wonderful, but there was an opportunity to start another company. And everybody that's listening to this call right now, you're in the beginning of something that could be absolutely phenomenal. And I can't tell you what it is. I can tell you one thing. Don't miss these calls. We have training calls. We'll have a training call Saturday by some great leaders. You need to be on these calls. It takes 30 minutes of your time. Monday night next week, you get everybody you know to be on the call, because we're fixing to announce some stuff. It's going to be absolutely huge. And you're at the very bottom of this right now. And this company is going to explode, and you want to be there, and you want to have all your friends there. One of the worst things that's happened to me is I couldn't convince a few of my friends to take this journey with me, and I would have given anything if they would have. And some of them have come on board since then. But the biggest thing you can do within this company is don't quit. You do what the trainers, what the people tell you about. They're very passionate about their trainings. They've been there. They've done it. You can pick up the phone and call myself anytime you want to. I will help anybody, and every leader on this company will do that. There's no excuses because the products are wonderful. The only thing you have to get used to is the industry. And I'll tell you, it's the coolest thing in the world. I've been in the water well drilling business for 36 years. If I could go back in time and go to when I was 20 years old, I wouldn't even think about a water well drilling business. I would be in nothing but this industry, because it is absolutely the most wonderful industry in the world. But listen to your trainings. If you can, read Eric Worre's book. There's all kinds of people out there. But just remember, you're in the greatest industry in the world and in the greatest company in the world, in my opinion. Our products are phenomenal. We have some of the stuff coming up that's just going to be unbelievable. And the best thing is you have to treat it like it is some type of a job. What I mean by that, put your 15 to 20 hours in a week, not 40 like a job. It takes to be full-time in network marketing. And if you phase your time correctly, you can work 16 to 20 hours a week and be totally, totally successful. If you're doing money-making things happen during them 16 hours. It's the greatest industry in the world, and I will help anybody in this company, anybody I can help. And every trainer out there that we have the most wonderful leaders, Kristen, Colette, and I know I'm going to forget some, but Samantha, everybody out here. My Lord, you can pick up the phone and call the owner. Anybody on here can do that. You don't hear that nowhere. If you do that, there's no way you can't be successful. So if there's anything else I can help with.
I feel so inspired. Like, can we get an amen after that? That was a great talk. Thank you so much. And that's exactly right. And I love that so much. I remember when I first became involved with Gemini too, I'm like, wait, I could just get on the phone with the owner. Like, that's so cool. You know? So utilize the fact that we still are so close knit that we can call all of these people, me and everybody in corporate, Jay, we are all here to help you guys succeed. And everybody else listening tonight, that's like, wait a minute, I want to be a part of this. This is your opportunity to come in at the ground floor because we are about to explode. So if you want to be a part of something that is going to change the world, join the Gemini movement, you guys, because now is the time, right now. So don't wait another second. So comment below if you're watching us on Facebook because you want to hear what's happening in the very near future. Well, next we're going to hear from Colette Sawaski. She is one of the powerful leaders in Canada and she leads a team of hundreds of people up there. And Colette, we're so excited to have your experience and expertise tonight to share some tips about leadership posturing.
Thank you, Samantha. Hi, everyone. So you kind of asked, okay, what is leadership posturing to me? And how do I posture myself as a leader and getting excited for what's coming? So I really did a lot of thought on this and it really came to me quite quickly because for me, posturing is just as much as it's about your appearance and your physical presence in front of people publicly or online or whatever. For me, it's a mental posture as well. And like Tuck talked about getting involved, sometimes you jump in with both feet and you don't really know what you need to do next. But when you can understand that, you know, getting your mind into the mindset of I'm here for a reason. I understand that this has impacted me profoundly. For me, it was one energy drink changed my whole day, natural energy drink. Okay. I feel like I was, you know, spending a life of depleted lack of energy, constant weight gain and things like that. And one drink changed my life. And I just jumped in with the biggest pack, like Tuck. And then I was like, what now? And it's been a process and it's been a journey of mentally posturing my mind to share my experience, be vulnerable, get in the space of sharing my experience. And honestly, the moment, like when you leadership and being a leader to me is a term that scares me. It scared me. I was like, I'm not a leader. I don't know how to do that. But the moment I partnered in this company, I became a leader. It's not always when you get your first customer. It's not just when you get your first member. The moment you become a leader is the moment you partner in a company because you're the leader of that business. And so what does that look like? So I needed to train my brain. I needed to train my knowledge. I needed to engage in everything I possibly could to learn this industry and to get my point across effectively. Just because I tried one drink and knew how that had changed my entire day, I immediately thought, everyone needs this. everyone wants this, and I'm going to be the one to bring it to them. And then all of a sudden, everyone kind of went, "What? Yeah, what?" And then so it's a learning process and journey, because network marketing is a legitimate business that requires your time. It requires your mental, mental and physical well-being. So it's not just about making sure that you're physically postured and speaking the right words. In fact, when you don't speak the right words all the time, you really are human to people. And so as you engage in your business, and you, like Tuck talked about, even to getting in front of industry leaders, those that have gone before us, and learning from them, showing up to these calls. Corporate gives us amazing calls every week. And then we have a team-led training call every Saturday, and showing up, you know. And for me, what it means to me, posturing is not only mentally, but leading in terms of showing up. And when I'm asked to present or talk or train or just show up, I always show up, because to me, that's what leadership posturing is. And so you are a leader the moment you partner with your business, showing up and learning. And so thanks for letting me share. I hope that was helpful, but I'm super excited about what's coming. And Tuck is not lying to you when he says that you're in the right place at the right time, and the timing couldn't be better for what we have coming. And the world is in search of what you have, what we have. And we can be confident that what we have is going to give a result that is powerful and impactful, and it's going to change your life. And so it's just a matter of choosing to jump in, getting involved, and then learning that process, but really just be authentically yourself, mentally taking care of what you need to take care of, and learn and grow. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Colette. And you're absolutely right. Your mental health is just as important as everything else, if not the most important. And waking up with that mindset every day is truly the first key to success. So thank you so much for sharing. And Chrissy, I love the hairdo. You are honestly one of the hardest working people that I know. There is nothing stopping this woman. You guys, if you don't know her, you're about to get to know her, because not only is she funny, but she will power through anything in her life. So Chrissy Simmons, it is my pleasure to pass the mic to you tonight to share what leadership posturing means to you.
Thank you, hon. Like, I don't know if you heard me, you lagged a little bit. So I just want to tell you, I had to go last because I couldn't do nothing with my hair. But just want to let you know, guys, you know, when I first started this, you know, I was like Tuck, you know, we learned how to work our hands. We were taught to go to work, right? And that's what we did for many years. But you know, when I came about this business, you know, it's, first of all, I was so scared to tell anybody I was in network marketing. You got to understand that, you know, it was like a voodoo. I didn't want anything to do with it until the products changed my life and I met Jay. So you got to understand this, until the day I made an oath, I went to a rally and talked, and they were talking and said, and until you admit you're in this, you're never going to move forward. And it was so true. And the day I stood up and said, I'm in network marketing, and was proud of it and told everybody, that was the day I really, really started making good money. You know, I made okay money. I made good money, but I mean, really made good money. I was no problem at all standing up and saying, I'm in network marketing. The products were amazing. Why am I ashamed of doing what I'm doing? I'm making great money. Why wouldn't I be, you know, want to shout it off the mountaintop? So don't be afraid to tell people what you're doing. That's the first thing. Second thing is, you know, I nurture everybody. That's just my, you know, I was in healthcare. I want to help everybody. So whether I talk to somebody as, you know, where I get them in network marketing as, you know, taking our products and they're a reoccurring order or whatever, I take that person and nurture them from the day I meet them. 2 days later, when they get their products, I'm talking to them. I want to make sure this stuff works. It's going to work. I know it's going to work, but I want to make sure they're taking it the correct way. And think about it, guys, buy things all the time. We might have to take them, but do we? We might not. So all I'm doing is helping them and reminding them to take it. When they start feeling the effects, it's going to take place and they're going to continue to take it. That's what we do. But, you know, not just that. People come in as a associate, you know, some of my business partners. You know, there's a time that Eva said, Chrissy, please don't be mad at me. I need to step back. I said, Kevin, it's okay. We all need to step back. you know, we eat, live, and do everything this because we know this is the best thing for everybody. It's been for everybody we put, you know, put in front of it is. And I told Eva, you know, I gave her a few days and I called her and I said, Eva, listen, it's okay. We drive ourselves so hard with this, we have to step back. And she said, well, it's just not that. I need to help Gary in this. And Gary's listened to this all the time. And so Gary heard everything I said and I hung up and she called me back. She goes, you're not going to believe what Gary said. And I said, what did he say? He said, hon, I never wanted you to stop. We have to find time to do what we do with our company, but we have to have family time too. We'll burn ourselves out. And then he said, I never wanted you to stop. And of course she wasn't going to stop. You know that? Eva's like, no, no, she's going to do that. But the thing is, it was so great to hear the significant other say, I don't want you to stop this. I want you to move forward. So you have to nurture your associates too, your business partners. And I love it. You know, I talk to Karen, I talk to all my associates. I try to talk to all of them once a week. I do talk to most of them once a week. But you know, there's nothing better than having their family. They're absolutely family now. But I take all of my associates or my, you know, my customers. And, you know, I want to know what's going on. If they can't afford it or if they're not taking enough or whatever, you want to know that. You're building relationships with them, guys, to be your business partner. I posture everybody I meet as family and knowing I'm going to get them here. And, you know, if you've never heard this before, family really is the hardest you can ever get in this company. They are the hardest. And goodness, I've been doing this like Tuck forever, you know. And I can tell you, boy, does he have patience of gold? Because we're like brother and sister. We would fight and argue. And he's like, okay, I get it, Tuck. I'm good. Laura would be like, oh my gosh. It was just me the way I needed to get things, you know. It was the way I needed to be taught, understand things. I just didn't understand them. But thank God Tuck believed in me and worked with me. But, you know, we're all family. Me and Colette, we all talk. All of us leaders talk. We talk because we're in the same boat. We're trying to let you be and help y'all be where we're at. We want everybody to make good money. We want everybody to be at the top. But if you don't put the time in, you're not going to be there. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. You have to put the time and you have to be in the time for your people below you or whoever you got. Guys, if I didn't show up to a call or join a meeting or be on this call, why wouldn't my people want to be here? I'm going to be here. I don't have to, if I'm not here, they don't think they got to be here. You got to show up. And if you first get in and you don't have anybody, show up. Because that person you get in, you're going to show up for that person there on out. So I tell you now, guys, if I can tell you nothing else, believe in your leaders because your leaders are telling you exactly what we went through and what it takes to be here. We're all leaders. We all want you to be here. Just be there. You're missing out if you're not there. You're missing out. But what's fixing to come out, and if you're not here next Monday, sorry for your luck. Because I can tell you, that date will be the 24th. It's going to change our company. So with that being said, I want to introduce you to which a loving, he's like a brother to me. I appreciate everything he does for us. And Jay, please come on and do your thing.
Hey, y'all. Tuck, Laura, Colette, Prissy, thank y'all so much for coming on. And I can tell you one thing that I realized when I met each and every one of y'all, I knew immediately that y'all were going to change a lot of lives in this company. I called my my old business partner, Bill, the first time I got off the phone with Tuck and said, this guy's going to be, he's going to be one of the biggest guys we have in this company. He's like, really? Well, you know, what has he done before? I said, he's been in 8 to 10 of these network marketing companies, never made a dime. And he's like, wait, you think he's going to be one of the biggest guys we have in this company? I said, yep. He's thinking, I'm out of my mind. But I knew, because here's the thing. One thing, I just had the feeling that I knew Tuck wanted it. And here's the thing. When you look at, if you want something and you are willing to go out there and lead, people will follow. If they know you know where you're going, they will follow. And what Tuck was telling everybody is, he said, we are going to build a monster. I need help. Come on and join us. And you know what? They're like, kind of like Tuck. What if this is the biggest, newest monster and we don't do it? So they knew he knew where he's going. They joined. The first time I went to a meeting in Canada, I heard Colette speaking. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, she was brand new. I'm talking brand new. And I'm listening to her speak and I'm like, sign me up. I got to sign up under that girl, but I own the company. So otherwise figure out, now how can I be a rep and sign up? Because here's what she had. She knew what she was going to do. She knew where she was going and people will follow. First time I met Prissy. Prissy, one thing, anybody that knows Prissy knows, Prissy's a bit on the crazy side. Her heart is so freaking huge. There's nothing she won't do for you or anybody. So after I met her, I'm like, damn, this girl's going to be, she's going to be huge. And Tuck's like, Jay, you have no idea, this girl's going to be massive. So anyway, and all of these people they've grown some incredible people. They've grown an incredible business. And the one thing they all have in common is they wanted it. They knew where they were going and nothing was going to stop them. Y'all, I'm telling you right now, where we are is we're at the very beginning of something absolutely massive. Any products that you've ever seen us come out with, they're always amazing. Anything that we do, now are we the next biggest giant? Are we multi-billion dollars a year? No, it's taken us a while. But one thing I can tell you, we will never stop. We are going to change more lives than anybody can absolutely imagine. Our products, and if you look at Tuck and Laura, you look at Colette, you look at Prissy, our products have absolutely changed all of their lives, every single one of them. I'm talking, they are healthier, they look better, they've lost weight, they're different people because the products changed their lives and they shared it. Y'all, you have no idea what we have in store. We're going to change so many lives. Our products are instant gratification, so we're going to change so many lives. And once again, y'all, if you know where you're going, people will follow you. And we have a bunch of very, very good leaders on here. It's time for some of our very good leaders up here to stand up and say, you know what? Let me carry you. It's my turn to jump on. I want to be the next big leader here. I want to be, and it's not, y'all, when you hear, you go to an event and you say, oh, you know who that is? You know who that is? Everyone that's on this call should be a couple years from now at a conference when we can finally get out and do conferences and say, that's Cheryl Forgrave. No, it is. It is. I saw her, you know, that's Jalinda. No, it is. I'm serious. That's Lori Smithers. I'm sure it is. Y'all, believe me, decide what you want to do. Together, the lives we're going to be able to change. And you know what? The money that we can make, y'all, money's not evil. Money is not evil. A lot of incredible places are built by people making a lot of money. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with it. So together, y'all, first of all, let's get everybody you can on the call next Monday. It will be worth it. Let's decide that, let everybody on this call, everyone become the leader the leader you want to follow. So if you're like, I want to follow a leader that does this and this and this and this, be that leader and change a lot of people's lives. Because I'm telling you, if you just look, the people on this call tonight, do you know how many people's lives are better because they met them and what they've brought them? You know, I'm talking about lives have changed. People are still alive because they met y'all. You know, how good of a feeling is that? People are healthy now because they met y'all. They're not hurting now because they met y'all. They've lost weight because they met y'all. That is a huge, huge, huge deal. So anyway, I want to thank all y'all for talking tonight. Please get as many people as you can for next Monday's call. It will be worth it. And Samantha, I'm telling you, you've been knocking it out of the park. Thank you so much for all your hard work. Y'all together, let's change the world. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and end with that. Good night and God bless.